not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. So reads this amazing passage from God's Word. All right, here we go. I want to make a statement that is quite controversial in our area, and then I want to look into the Word of God to defend it. I am not interested in controversy for controversy's sake. It is the glory of God that I'm after, and it is your maximum joy. Here's the statement. If you belong to Jesus Christ, you are eternally secure in the hands of the Good Shepherd. If you belong to Jesus Christ, you are eternally secure in the hands of the Good Shepherd. This is one of the most precious truths that a sinner like I, like you, could ever hear. Jesus said in John 6:39, "And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but will raise him up at the last day." Jesus doesn't lose things, all right? It's as simple as that. He said he will lose none of the individuals that his Father has given to him. Those who belong to him are safe and secure, eternally so. Their security does not depend on their own effort, their own goodness. It rests entirely upon the sovereign, gracious, and effectual purposes of God. The Father has given a gift of people to his Son, and the Son has given his life to save those people, and the Son says he will lose not one of them. Unfortunately, not everybody believes what the Savior says. I ran into this vividly years ago when I was working in the summertime, going through college, and then I had a summer job working at the motorcycle factory in Marysville, Ohio. And there I was on the sub-assembly line, and I was working next to a guy during break. We started talking, and he told me he was a Christian, and he said he hadn't sinned. He had not sinned for something like 7 months, I think he said. Because that caught my attention, because I have trouble getting through like 7 minutes, so 7 months was pretty impressive. He's about 35 years old. And the thing that impressed me, he was not joking at all. He said, I haven't sinned in like 7 months. As I listened further, I understood why it was so important for him to be able to insist that he had no sin in his life. He told me that he believed that if a Christian sinned, that person then lost his salvation. Now, I admired my coworker's sincerity, but I couldn't help but ask the question, no doubt you're wondering. So, did I get this right? You have not sinned one time in 7 months? And he again said, no, I haven't. And then added, well, I mean, I've made some mistakes, but I haven't sinned in 7 months. I mean, obviously, there's a man who would not agree with my statement that if you belong to Jesus Christ, you're eternally secure in the hands of the Good Shepherd. He believed that his salvation lasted only until his what? Until his next sin. And he's not alone in that. There are many people that believe that their salvation, Jesus saved them from their past sin, but from this point on, boy, it's up to them. And it's only as good as their ability to keep living for Jesus. Now, many people see this doctrine of eternal security as a dangerous doctrine, one that undermines holiness, an incentive for holy and righteous living. You know, how many times have I heard this, and perhaps you? Are you one of those once saved, always saved churches that believes you can do whatever you want and still go to heaven? This is the common and misguided perception of the doctrine of eternal security. And unfortunately, it is held by those both who deny the doctrine and by those who affirm a twisted version of it, like the person that I saw not recently that said, yeah, I led that